Merry Christmas Eve and welcome to another LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Josh Baker and I'm the music pastor at the Mount Vernon campus. Today is our last day in our Advent series and I do hope that you and your family and your loved ones will be able to join us at one of our four locations today at either 5 or 6:15 p.m. for our Christmas Eve services. For more information and locations, please check out our website at lifepointohio.com. For the past several weeks, we have been going through a macro view of biblical history, looking at the reasons why Jesus had to come and rescue us and all that he fulfilled for us. Last Monday, I left off with Israel being sent into exile and how Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel all answer the question of who God would send to save us and how he would fix the issues of sin and death that were created in the fall back in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. Today we pick up after God's people returned from their exile, and even though the prophets continue to preach a message of repentance and hope, God's people continue to spiral into hopelessness as the promise of a Messiah, a forever king, seemed forgotten. Though God was always faithful to his people and did not forget his promises, his people continued to rebel against him. And finally, one day, God just stopped speaking. No more prophets, no more kings or priests or judges with words from God, nothing. And God had not forgotten about his people, and he had not forgotten about his promises that he made to Adam and Eve to send a Messiah to save them from their sins and their failure in the garden. 400 years went by, and his people were still waiting for God to speak. And finally he did. God began the final preparations in preparing the way for the Messiah to come. God sent word to a priest named Zechariah, which his name means Yahweh remembers. And this angel Gabriel, told him that the Lord heard the prayer that he and his wife Elizabeth had been praying for a child. But like Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament, they were too advanced in years, at least they thought. And the angel told them that they would have a son, and he was to name his son John. But Zechariah questioned the angel and didn't believe what he was saying. And because of his unbelief, Zechariah was unable to speak until John was born. And just as the angel promised, Elizabeth became pregnant. And not too long after this, the angel Gabriel visited a virgin named Mary. And she was related to Elizabeth, and the angel told her that she would conceive and bear a son, and she was to call his name Jesus. And the angel told her that this miracle child that she would have would be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. He will be holy, the Son of God, and he is the promised forever king from David. His kingdom will have no end. And just as the angel said, Mary became pregnant. Months later, Elizabeth gave birth to her son, and Zechariah wrote on a tablet that his son's name was to be called John, and at that moment, Zechariah was able to speak just as the angel promised. Zechariah was filled with God's Spirit, and he began to prophesy, and he began to say that God was now beginning to fulfill the promise made to David for a forever king who would come and save his people, the promise made to Abraham and to Moses, the fulfillment of the prophets of old. God was about to send the snake crusher to save his people. Not long after John the Baptist was born, in a town called Bethlehem, the one promised in Genesis 3 who would defeat the serpent, undo the effects of sin, the reason God promised to never flood the earth again, the offspring of Abraham that would bless the world, the pure and spotless Lamb of God and the substitutionary atonement for God's people, the forever king from the line of David, the suffering servant of Isaiah, and the one who would send the Spirit of God to give us life and new hearts, the maker of the new covenant and the hope of humanity, the Word of God, the firstborn of all creation, stepped down out of heaven and was born into human flesh and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. This is the most amazing and miraculous news. The Son of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Don't miss this moment. The amazing mystery of the Son of God emptying himself and being born as a human. How sad would it be if we lost the awe and wonder of the good news that Jesus came to save us. He has fulfilled all of the commands of the covenants and fulfilled the words of the prophets. He gave us a new covenant and he defeated sin and death and crushed the head of that serpent and now is reigning as our King of Kings, King Jesus, sovereign over all creation. And one day he will return and make all things new, and there will be no more sin and its effects on this world and on us. There will be no more death. We celebrate this season that Christ has come and is coming again. Let's pray together. Jesus, may we not lose the awe and wonder that you stepped down out of heaven. You emptied yourself and became one of us. You came and waged war on sin and death for us. You lived the life that we should live and you died the death that we deserve. May we not see this story anything less than holy and amazing. This season isn't about gifts. This season isn't even about family. It's about you and celebrating you, being put in awe that you came to rescue us the way that you did. It is absolute grace, undeserving grace. So may we celebrate that you came for us and may our hearts long and yearn for the day that you come again and make all things new, where we will dwell with you in perfect unity. We long for that day, Lord Jesus. Come soon, please. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you and yours have a very Merry Christmas, and you will tune in tomorrow for another episode of the LifePoint Drivecast.